Welcome to the Kite Surfers on Fire podcast, an exciting podcast all about the sport of kite surfing. Each podcast, we speak with a different special guest who shares with us their insight into the world of kite surfing.
So on this edition of Kite Surfers on Fire, we're joined by Alexia Francelli. Alexia, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
So standard first question, too difficult to answer. Tell me how you began kite surfing to begin with.
Okay, so the beginning is that my father practiced kite surfing since 15 years ago. So he learned me kite surfing. He learned me kite surfing when I was 16 years old. So I learned with him. The two first years of kite surfing, I did not a lot of kite surf because I do a lot of sports like surfing, dancing, running, etc. But around my 17 years old, I begin to do a lot of kite surfing, and I practice kite surf since 3 years and a half now, and strapless kite surfing since 3 years too. So that is the beginning.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. So tell me what it was like that first time you got on a kite board. I'm sure you remember it. What was that like? Take me there. Share that story.
I was in Bojuk. It is a big beach in the south of France. And my father gave me some lessons about the kite. And after, he gave me the board. And in one weekend, I begin to make my first, I don't know the name. I begin to do kite surfing in one weekend. And after the weekend after, we go back to Bojuk and I just do kite surfing. So it was cool to learn early.
All right. So that was your first time. So what was share with me a really scary experience you had.
Yeah, my scariest experience in kiteboarding was 3 years ago. I just began to have a correct level in kite falling. It was during a friendly and kite surfing event organized by my association in the south of France, in La Ciotat. I was a little bit tired, but I would like to go to the water. The wind was really gusty and strong. I gone to the water with a 5 meter square kite that I didn't know because it was the first time that I tried this kite. And approximately 45 minutes after my departure to the beach, I just crashed myself. And I don't know how that was happened, but my board hit my head, but I was a cask, fortunately, and my foil cut my left tight about my leg. It cut my left leg, even if I was wearing a winter neoprene. So my board and my foil were in front of me in my kite lines, and I saw my kite begin to do a kite loop, and I just had the reflex to activate my kite security, so all was stopping. But I was around 700 meters from the beach. Fortunately for me, we had a security boat that just picked me, and I gone to emergency to have stitches on my leg. So yeah, it was not really nice, but 1 month after I was go back to the water, so it was okay.
So you had that accident out there on the water, so you had some people who were able to help you?
Yeah. We had a security boat during this event. So when they saw the crash, they just go to pick up me and to bring me to a center, to an hospital.
So have you ever been the one that's had to rescue somebody out at sea?
Not really. I have never had the occasion to rescue people. The only thing that I did is to recuperate a board and bring the board to people that don't arrive to take it board. That's all.
Yeah, that's still pretty nice of you. We're kind of making kiteboarding sound a little bit scary. Well, tell me about your best experience, like something that's just really stuck out in your mind ever since it happened.
A best session? It was with my father. 1 year and a half ago, we were in Maui, Hawaii. So it was our first session in on this place. The conditions were really, really nice. We were in a 9 meter square kite. We were in strapless. We just had 1 meter of swell, but it was really nice. And we just ride with turtles. The water was really, really clean. Really, it looks really nice. And it was really a best moment with my father.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So in all this time you've been doing kiteboarding, what has been your greatest achievement so far?
My greatest achievement is last year. I participated to my first French competition in Foy, and I just won it in my category because I finished a second woman, but I was first in my category in senior women, so I was really happy to win my first competition. So for me, I think that is the greatest achievement for this time.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's pretty cool.
Thanks. I was just really surprised because at first the provisional ranking said that I was second, so that I will not win. But finally, at the end, I have win. So.
Yeah, you showed them.
Yeah.
So what would you say your greatest failure has been so far?
Again, in competition, it was... I just began to participate to the Cage Fight World Cup, and I was in Mexico in March, and the problem that is I have not I have just one foil kite and 11 meter, so and it was not sufficient, so I finished first in women category on six women, and It's actually my worst result. So for this time, it's a failure for me. I hope to have a better result to the next gatefold step, and and I should for this buy other fold kites, but they are really expensive. So that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, as long as you learn something in the end, you know, it's not that big of a failure. What's a competition that you compete in that is one of your favorites?
So my favorite competition, it was last weekend. I was in Grisson in south of France for the Défi Kite. Before the Défi Wind, that is a really non-competition. And we had it three runs in 1 day. So we wandered 80 kilometers in the day. So it was really hard, really physical and difficult. it was really difficult physically, but emotionally too, because you need to be really strong to do all the runs. But I did it. Other people did it too. So it was really nice. And I think that it will be a memorable event for me. Because so I won it too, and I finished 23 on 234 riders. So I'm really proud of me. The ambience, the atmosphere of this competition was really nice, and it was really good.
Yeah, that sounds like you did pretty well. That's so awesome. So who are some kiteboarders that you look up to? Is there anyone that in the sport that you really respect and admire?
Not really. I have not really a person, a kitesurfer that I look up. Of course, Mitu Montero is better. I think for me is the better guy that do strapless. In kitesurfing, Maxime Nocher is really good. In freestyle, there is Aaron Adlou or other guy. But for me, that I'm training with my father all the time. So I think that he is the guy that I look up, because he is all the time before me. And when I am before him, I'm just really happy. So I have not a non-gal, a non-kitesurfer that I really look up. Just I look at people around me that are stronger than me.
Alexia, that's some pretty cool stuff. We've got to take a quick break and thank some of our sponsors. There's going to be some commercials and everything, but I want to keep chatting with you. So let's keep hanging out. And after the commercials, we'll finish this conversation up.
Looking for kite surfing equipment at the best deals and with free shipping? Then visit www.kitecaptain.com and access a huge selection of kite surfing gear at great prices online. Delivery is fast, and you will get expert advice at all times to select the kite surfing equipment that is right for you. Visit www.kitecaptain.com today. We will get you set up. We will get you out there.
All right, so we're back on Kite Surfers on Fire. The guest for this episode has been Alexia Franchelli. Alexia has been telling us some pretty neat stories about how she began kite surfing and everything, and so we've been learning a little bit about her. A lot of kite surfers get to do some pretty cool traveling. Alexia, have you been to some pretty cool spots in the world?
I were in few spots, so I said Maui, but I also gone to Cape Verde with Sail Island. Yeah, I think this is Sail Island. It was really, really nice. But I would like to go back, because I saw Punta Preta, but at this time I had not really the level to ride it. So I hope to go back soon.
Of all the places you've traveled, which is your favorite?
I think it's Le Cap Vert doing kitesurfing. I were in some place last year, so I did Maui, but also San Francisco. It was nice. I gone to Miami too, but we did not kitesurfing to this place. I were in Scotland, in Bali too. In Thailand, when I was young, so I did not kitesurfing. In Dominican Republic, 3 years ago, in Cabaret. In Costa Rica, Puerto Rico this year, Bahamas, etc.
So you've been kite surfing for a few years now. What kind of tips or advice would you give to people who are new to the sport?
So kite surfing is a fantastic sport, but it is an extreme sport. So it can be dangerous. And I think that for new kite surfer or new person that want to learn kite surfing, they should contact a school to learn kite surf. And beginners just should be attentive and should be careful about the condition, because they are beginner. So sometimes beginners think that they have a higher level than they have really. So they just go to the water with not a good kite or some problems. So they should be careful. Accidents are really rare, but accidents arrive to beginners. So they, you understand what I mean? Just to be careful. Kite surfing is really a good sport, but it's like when you do motorbike, the first six months are when there is the most accidents. So just be careful when you begin kite surf.
All right, yeah, that's good advice. It's always good to be careful no matter what you do. So what's some of the most extreme conditions you've ever faced as a kiteboarder?
Really, where I live, we have really extreme conditions because we have a wind called Le Mistral. This wind is a really strong and gusty wind. Strong, it depends sometimes, but it's really a gusty wind. You can have 25 knots and the time after 35. So it's really gusty. So I have the habits of extreme conditions.
So when you travel to these events, Alexia, do you ever take like your friends or family with you?
I'm traveling with French people. For example, in Mexico for the Kiteful Girl Cup, I gone with people in the same team of me, in Tawai team. So I gone with them, and in France, I gone also with friends or with persons that will do the competition with me, because my family works, so I'm trying to find people that want to go with me to the event. But I'm not going with my family because they work a lot, but I'm going with friends that will do the competition with me.
All right, that's pretty cool. So that sounds fun. You get to go traveling around the world with your friends.
Yeah. It's nice to share something with friends.
I agree. All right. Well, Alexia, we're going to start wrapping this up. But if people listening to this interview want to learn a little bit more about you, is there a website or a Twitter account or a YouTube video, anything like that, that'll shed a little more insight into the world of Alexia Franchelli?
Okay, so I have a Facebook page that's with my name, Alexia Franchelli. And I have also an Instagram, so it's my name too, Alexia Franchelli. And that's it.
All right. Well, we look forward to learning a little bit more about you and following you as you compete in some of these awesome events.
Yeah, you can follow me on this site, and I will do other events. I have three other competitions last week, so you can keep on me.
All right. Alexia, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks to you to invite me.
Thanks for listening to Kite Surfers on Fire. Be sure to download this podcast and check out kitecaptain.com, your source for kiteboarding equipment at great prices, free shipping, and great deals.